It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. I mentioned just a few minutes ago that there's an event coming up here that we're going to be a part of, but we're going to talk a lot more than just that this morning, Audrey. There's a lot to discuss here.
So much to discuss. And Kim Kerr, she is the founding director of Women in the Window International, joins us along with Bridget, our news director, who also knows this ministry very well. And, you know, I've been thinking about Women in the Window. So much is happening in our communities. And I think about Billy Graham and how he began here with his crusades in the United States. But he had a vision. He took it to Europe. And then something happened as the gospel was making inroads in different Western countries. He had a deeper vision. And you're very aware of that, Kim. Tell us about that.
Well, good morning, Audrey.
Good morning.
And Aaron.
That's good. Let's start there.
I love being with you all. So I just have to say that. Thank you. Thank you for having me and for loving this ministry. And you're exactly right. Billy Graham was part of the founding core group of what is known as the Lausanne Congress on World Evangelism. So back in the 1970s, a group of Western men met in Lausanne, Switzerland, and they had a vision. They had a vision that, well, how could we join resources and ideas across denominations, across parachurch ministry lines, and develop what they became known as the Lausanne Congress on World Evangelism. So from that point to 1970, many things happened. We don't have time for all of that, but I joined that force in 2010 when they held a larger Congress, which included 5,000 people at this point from every nation. 195 nations were represented, and one-third of the representatives were women. Because Billy Graham and his colleagues understood that the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit is being poured out on both men and women, sons and daughters. And the other thing that's unique about this group that sometimes we miss a little bit, and I think perhaps in the American church, is that it's not only what we say, but it's what we do. And it's marrying those two things together, even as Jesus did, that really propels the gospel forward. And that is the vision of Women in the Window International as well.
Yes, because you're bringing the gospel to so many women mm-hmm. in Africa and Asia and the Middle East, mm-hmm. and you're also helping to equip them and help them really get out of the poverty and the situations where they're in by equipping them mm-hmm. with so many tools that they can use to carry out their lives. First and foremost, the gospel, that's the foundation,
right.
But also so many other ways equipping them.
Exactly. And again, not only Billy Graham, but Jesus Christ himself, we see the model there in the New Testament. That's what he did. You know, he healed the sick. He fed the hungry. He helped them understand their value in this world as well as in eternity. And that is exactly what we do through Women in the Window International.
How is that different than humanitarian aid? Because there are global dispersions of help and financial
sure.
help and building up communities. But how's Women in the Window different?
It's completely different. It is. We include the care for the whole person. But the empowerment comes through, again, the gospel of Jesus Christ and the word of God. We have a curriculum that every single lesson, whether it's business skills or health or leadership development, includes scripture. And what we're hearing from a lot of these places like Palestine and remote villages in India is they have perhaps health information or some business skill training. We live in a global world now with the internet and what have you. But none of those teaching tools include scripture. And the power of God's word, it transforms who we are from the inside out. So that's the difference.
Huh. Your title of your organization is Women mm-hmm. in the Window, and there's an obvious reason for that. But it kind of pushes men outside the aspect of this. But you need guys to be involved in this ministry and this work also. Is that not true?
Absolutely, Eric. In fact, we have a fun little statement that one of our ministry partners from India, it's a husband and wife team, said, you know, women in the window and men in the door.
Okay.
So you all are the door openers and the gatekeepers. And it's very true in most cultures around the world and even in our own culture at some mm-hmm. level. Appropriately so. That's fine. I mean, God created us with distinct roles and we want to represent those well. But there are some men. In fact, recently we had a meeting with Muslim background believers in that part of the world and North Africa and the Middle East, where many nations are at least 99%, if not more, mm-hmm. Muslim. But the men came together to say, how can we help women? How can we see the giftedness in our sisters, our wives, our daughters, and really elevate them to a place where they can also be released to minister the gospel. And so men have a very important role.
Well, that is an important role because that's really not the model where you're going to.
Oh, no.
Not at all. I mean, it's completely backwards from that. Mm. And
very much so.
It makes your job even harder, I guess, because of that backlash almost.
Well, it's really important that we understand that as our own culture, you know, South Florida, the United States, Western cultures are becoming increasingly post-Christian or even anti-Christian, unfortunately, that we come back to what Christ taught and lived is inclusive. It includes women and it values human life. Think about the tragedy that we just experienced here in South Florida.
Right.
So, you know, the lesser value of human life that we're experiencing in America right now is counter Christ. And so in a Hindu culture, in an Islamic culture, in animistic tribal cultures of Africa, they don't value human life in the same way that Christ did and that we do as Christians. So, yeah, we are running up against honor killings, pre-born abortion, just because they're little girls. Those are some of the things that we stand against, the women in the window.
Yeah, these are things that we sometimes don't even realize living here comfortably, you know, where we do. We don't realize the attack that we're seeing against so many women across the world. Like you were mentioning, issues like gendercide, where some little girls are targeted in the womb, or honor killings.
Yes.
And so these are part of the reasons why Women in the Window is saying, how can we just flood the love of Christ to these women who unfortunately are not experiencing that? And another aspect of Women in the Window is that you're not just going in to train one woman on how they can experience the love of Christ and be a leader in their Christian community. It's a multiplication vision, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we see that time and time again. For example, going back to like the North African culture, we trained 12 women last year who were actually displaced into Europe, but they are Muslim background believers and North African. And once they were trained, they held a conference for 100 Muslim background believer women to present the gospel and to show and demonstrate and experience the love of Christ through worship and some of these things. And right now we have a training going on in India, even as we speak. And they're, again, receiving this really highly qualified medical health training, but coupled with the good news of the gospel and scripture. The value of women's lives, the value of their bodies. These are not things that they talk about or understand in their worldview. And they are multiplying that out, Bridget. Like one woman taught 44, and then two women got together. They took all the lessons, they translated into their own local language, and they're training 57. It's really very exciting.
Mm-hmm. And a thing I love about this is when Jesus came on the scene, he gave women the dignity he designed them for.
Amen.
And that was unheard of in that culture. And there's cultures that are still similar to that. And I love this, what you've titled this upcoming event, Dignity and Design.
Yes.
There's something in that, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, our word for this year, we choose a word for the year that we want to live into. And we actually learned that through Moody. We are so grateful for our relationship with Moody Global Ministries and the radio and Bridget's role at our upcoming event, Dignity and Design. She will be our MC. But yeah, our verse for the year is a Proverbs 31:25. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she can laugh without fear at the future. And so our entire event is to focus on the dignity, the God-given dignity that women have, not a source of, you know, pride or we're better than or anything like that. But no, God has instilled dignity into the hearts and the lives and, in the way that women are put together.
And it's a great event.
And the design aspect, there's fashion coming on as well. As you know, we like to have fun too.
That's right. Yeah, I think it's going to be a blast. We have models. Some of them are actually Miss America contestants from South Florida. We have partnered with them as well. And so that's a really exciting piece. But we'll have models that are modeling fashions from Africa and Asia and the Middle East. And Bridget, as our MC, will be announcing where the outfit is from and some of the things that are happening in that part of the world right now, some of the unfortunate atrocities, as well as the ways that the gospel is making a difference through Women in the Window.
Will you have a pronunciation guide?
I hope so. We're going to have to negotiate. We're going to have to negotiate that.
It's an opportunity to find out about more about the ministry. And if you have a passion for building dignity in the design of what God is doing through Women in the Window, it's also an opportunity to sow into this ministry. And it's on our community calendar. It's March 13th. And you can find out more. It's a luncheon at the beach club there in Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. And you can find out more on our community calendar. And Bridget, you're going to be emceeing. It's great. We'll let you go for a few hours.
I know. But it's going to be a lot of fun, I think, just to, of course, see the different beautiful outfits, but also learn the hard stories behind the country it represents. And then how we can be a part of just, again, bringing that gospel, love of Jesus Christ, but also practical help to women who those outfits represent. So it's going to be not just a fun time, not just an insightful time, but really a time where we can come together and make an impact for Christ around this world. So
and
don't miss it.
And if I could add just one thing to that, Dignity and Design, March 13th, Tuesday. One of our sponsors is the Inspiration House. So this is a local connection. Mm-hmm. And Cindy Smith, who's been doing this for decades, is she has a vision for expanding her space to import some of the items that these women are making so that she can actually sell them. And so we're pretty excited about working with Cindy in the Inspiration House because As we all know, the local Christian bookstore is kind of diminishing. Mm-hmm. So we want to help them as they're helping us.
It's like the micro industries these women have that help support their families and their communities. It's just a great partnership all around.
That's really good. Again, all the information, if you're curious about it, can be found. There's a couple things, okay? If you want to find out more about this event, go to the community calendar, moodyradio.org/South Florida. If you want to find out more about the ministry, Women in the Window, you can go there, but you can also just go to our website, Eric and Audrey Mornings at moodyradio.org/South Florida. I get confused sometimes. Anyway, so you can find out about the ministry. You can find out about the luncheon, and that might be a good entry point also to find out a lot more about the ministry. So we encourage you to do one of those two things and find out more about how you can maybe have an impact, a global impact, right here in South Florida.
Billy Graham had the vision for it, and now these ministries that have taken on that banner for decades are doing that, along with Women in the Window and Kim Kerr. Thank you so much for seeing the vision and carrying it through in some diligent and very comprehensive ways. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.